Blog Talk Radio.
Russell Hood on this Thursday night. I tell you, it's been a hell of the last couple of days, but we're still surviving it. How you doing, guys?
Oh, doing all right, man. Hanging in there, just watching it all unravel.
Right, this is like a roller coaster, man. But the sharp corner's coming around, so you better hang on. You know, but I tell you,
yeah.
You and I talked about it Monday night, how things are going to come down, and here we are. I mean, come on, I'm sure everybody's feeding to the bullshit, especially after today. You know, and our crazy governor just called for mask mandates inside the house. We're like, F you, we're not going to follow that, you know. But this crazy shit that's going on, but they got to cover their asses somehow. Because people, the vaccinated people are the ones that's infecting all of us. It's not vaccinated. They're trying to blame us for it, you know. And I'm saying that.
I watched an interesting clip today that just actually made me laugh out loud in my Jeep today, man. A friend sent it to me. It was this guy who got fully vaccinated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was on this cliff, and he was just whining and crying, man. So, you know, when the vaccine came out, they wanted everybody to do it, get the vaccine and stuff. And, you know, if you got the vaccine, you were a hero, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he went on like that, which shows you the mindset of these sheep, okay? Oh, my God, yes,
mm-hmm.
Look, the TV said to do it, and I did it. Yes, look at me, I'm social media hero. Woo-hoo, I got
right.
Well, anyway, he came on, I mean, and was boo-hooing and stuff. And he says, you know, because Dr. Tony Fauci came out today, and I heard it on Fox News, too, that now they're saying if you got the vaccination, you're a super spreader. I like to shit myself. I laugh so hard.
and that's actually true because this is what we're seeing, man. I mean, they're blaming us. Biden attacked us, viciously saying it's our fault that we're seeing all this going on. It's like in the ABC News and some of the liberal media coming out and saying no, it's the people that are vaccinated that are spreading this, including this Delta virus. Now, what do you want to make a bet they're injected with this stuff to infect the rest of us? That's the question that was answered today.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. And remember back during the election, we were talking about stuff like that, and I said, well, if they pull this deal off and Biden is elected president, within 6 months to a year, he will step down, and that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, election's coming up, mayor. For mayor and some other positions that are coming up around the country. And, you know, and that's exactly what's going on and everything. Virgil, how's it going on your neck of the woods, brother? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been dealing with issues left and right, and I just ain't been in the right mindset to come on the air, but everything's clearing up. But, you know, everybody I know around my area that has gotten that vaccine, they're back and forth to the doctors. They're back and forth to the doctors more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing, it's liver, and it's high blood pressure, fever spikes, and everything else. And now they're wanting the kids to get this before school starts. And a lot of parents said they're not getting it. And our governor, John Dumbbell Edwards, is in an uproar. He's pitching a tantrum because people aren't getting vaccinated fast enough in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But the Baton Rouge mayor. But but they have no comment. They have, what is that? Well, you must have a fan on, one of them rotating fans on, Joseph.
Not me. Nope, I ain't got anything on it.
Okay.
It should have just stopped. That's my refrigerator fucking up.
Oh.
Actually, I had to buy me a new refrigerator yesterday, Russell. My God. Go ahead.
But, and people are not going to allow these kids to get this. But John Bell Edwards and Sharon Wesson Broom, they're coming away from comments about Baton Rouge being known as the new Gotham City because of all of the gang shootings we have going on now. Baton Rouge at night, I'm going to tell you what, if you're planning on visiting Louisiana and you're planning on driving through Baton Rouge at night, don't do it. Don't do
sound
it.
Sounds like Albuquerque now. That's, we were talking about that.
Well,
Albuquerque is
well,
Chicago right now.
Well, down back at 13th Street in Baton Rouge, in the inner city of Baton Rouge, they're still counting shell cases. They counted up to 50 and stopped at a shooting, at one shooting. So, I mean, it's getting terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting terrible in Baton Rouge.
It is.
But we don't want to address that. We don't want to address that. We don't want to address that. It's COVID. You know, you can pull a drive-by shooting, just wear your mask when you're doing it. You know, in Baton Rouge.
Right.
And,
coming to New Mexico, keep going. Don't even stop because your car, you might be missing your car and everything in it.
And even these liberal Democrats are starting, you know, those that cuss out and, you know, call Marjorie Taylor a fanatic and this, that, and the other, even they are coming around and asking questions about these people being detained in this jail.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up.
Did you watch that today? Did you watch that?
I've been watching several. I've been watching several videos, and that is a total violation. You see, back in the 70s, there were major lawsuits all over the United States about prison reform, prison and jail reform. All of them had to sign consent decrees to stop cruel and unusual punishment, and they had to open up the facilities to inspection by government officials on this. Okay, by not letting them to go in and inspect those jails and talk to the inmates inside there, that is a direct violation of federal consent.
Well, that's what that one congressman was saying. Go ahead.
And
the same thing.
And Marjorie is well within her rights to go get a federal court order to go in there. You know, because this is all pointing toward Pelosi.
Did you hear what happened after that?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of things that happened.
Right after they left, this just came out about an hour ago on the news. Right after they had left, now they're put on restrictions and lockdowns over the weekend because Marjorie Greene and the congressman went over there to visit. They're put on strict lockdown. Because of that. Being funny.
Well, I think the point that everybody says, and I don't give a fuck what any consensus anybody signed means. What we have going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is straight up banana republic dictator bullshit, man.
Yes.
These are American citizens being held without they're operating this like a black site, and there ain't no telling what these people are going through. And, I mean, we're talking about Kel, we're talking about basically war crimes. If you want to get right
mm-hmm.
down to the nut cutting, am I wrong?
No, you're not, because when I was
reading,
well, listen to this. When I was reading from Martin's report on his videos and everything, some of the women that were taken there were shackled, stripped shirts, and sexually assaulted at some point. This is what's going on. One lady had her skull beat here by one of the guards in there.
Well, here's the thing, Russell. Here's the thing. All right. During World War One, World War Two. All right. Even, you know, other than Japan, who didn't go by the Geneva Convention, Germany and the United States, they allowed Red Cross inspectors to go into the POW camps. I mean, this was allowed. This was allowed. But a detail of United States congressmen cannot go into the jail and inspect these facilities and everything. They let them in down at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, if you're doing nothing mm-hmm. wrong, you got nothing to hide.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And you know what this brings it up to, guys? The guys up in Oregon were treated in the same manner, if you remember. The same manner they were treated in. Up in Oregon.
Well, the point is, you can talk about one thing or another, the point is, but I cannot believe that the American people, I'm not going to say they're asleep, I'm going to use the word cowardice, that they are mm-hmm. such cowards that they would allow the treatment of their fellow Americans like this and not rise up and have some motherfuckers swinging from the family tree.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah,
it's got to be cowardice, Burgess. It's got to be cowardice, right? Am I wrong?
Yes. It is. You're goddamn right it is. It's purely cowardice. Because here we got, okay, during the war in Iraq, okay, oh, boy, these pictures published of GIs sitting on Iraqi prisoners reports of abuse and all of this. I mean, this caused an uproar. This caused a senatorial and congressional investigation. It caused a JAG investigation. It was a big mess. But here mm-hmm. we have the same thing going on in the United States. And, the only thing we're hearing about it is the president's hollering at the press. Somebody wiped his butt for him.
Oh, yeah. And the other one now is he drove an 18-wheeler. Did you hear that one? He's driving
and
an
18-wheeler
now.
It's a shame. I can tell. Russell, I can mm-hmm. tell you this. You know, if this would happen, if that would happen in my state, in Louisiana, at the Louisiana State Penitentiary, the Middle District federal judge, he would have some people put in jail. He'd have U.S. Marshals going up there and arresting prison administrators
mm-hmm.
because that's a very serious thing here in Louisiana. That is a very serious thing because at one time, the Louisiana State Penitentiary was the bloodiest penitentiary in the United States. I mean, I had family that worked up there, and when they got a shipment of new convicts in, they used to just about cry that they couldn't send them through the gate with a sword and a shield. I mean, it was gladiator school. It was gladiator school 101. And a warden by the name of Ross Maggio took over, and he went to federal court. And he went in and he broke up a lot of that stuff. I mean, if you ever seen the movie Brubaker, have y'all ever seen the movie Brubaker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It was as bad as that. It was as bad
Damn.
As that at the Louisiana State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're talking about the largest penitentiary in the United States. It's 18,000 acres. Okay. And It was treacherous. And I mean that would not happen. That would not happen in a state federal prison. You know, if the governor or he sent investigators there or something like that, or the feds wanted to go in and look at this and look at that. You know, I mean, anytime there's an escape and a prisoner gets shot, the FBI is right there within hours. What happened?
Yeah,
what went on?
Well,
and this here, this is an outrage. This is an outrage. This is not
Virgil,
right for the United States.
Virgil, it's the FBI that's doing this shit.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. And I agree with what Russell said. I think
this is absolutely prime example of a rogue government. You have the deep state telling congressional members to go fuck themselves. They run shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
don't get any more banana public than that.
Oh, yes. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you.
But I agree with what Russell said earlier. I think Pelosi and her and the others behind her are the ones behind all this, too. After all,
Pelosi needs to either be ousted, put on that Virgin spaceship and shot to the moon, or she just needs to flat out have a coronary or stroke and die. You know,
right.
I mean, this bitch here, she is terrible. I don't know who she's got Polaroids of, fucking a chicken, but I can tell you what, I can't see anyone following this dingbat's lead. I mean, this is worse than Hillary Clinton. She's worse than Hillary Clinton right now.
Oh, they're following her. They're following her every fucking command, and some of the Republicans are helping her.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yep.
Well, you know
what,
Russell? What I see is the reason for this. You know, you kind of got to get your gearbox turning in your brain. And the reason this is happening that I see is that Biden is going to resign. Kamala's going to come in. Pelosi's going to become vice president. And they're going to do something to Kamala to impeach her or run her out of office and whatever. And Pelosi's going to be in the White House before 2024. That's what I see coming.
Or sooner than that, bro. I've been hearing the same. I posted a video about that. This guy, he was an ex-Obama, whatchamacallit, but he predicted what you just said would possibly happen.
And that's why everybody's upper tickling her ass right now. That's what I see going on. That's the only logical explanation for it.
Well, not only that, she's trying to cover her tracks with her crimes that she's been doing. And we all know she's behind the January 6th. Everybody knows that. And she's trying to cover it up.
Well, she may have not been totally behind January 6th. But she did nothing to prevent it. That's where they're coming up with. You know, that's what they're coming up with. She had the power to have the National Guard and extra law enforcement brought in to prevent that. But no, you see videos of Capitol Police taking barricades down and letting people into the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And these are questions that Clay Higgins and several other people are asking, why did this happen? And they're getting no answers. You know, this so-called January 6th commission with Liz Cheney, same as the 9/11 commission, set up to fail, set up to come up with every bullshit answer you ever wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. You're 100% correct, you know. And, you know, by the way, that is the most worst acting I've ever seen by Schumer and by those other cops that were up there testifying with that fake crime. Oh, my gosh. I don't know who wrote the script, but that was poorly written.
As far as Russell's governor, Hot Wheels Abbott, you know, stop pissing down our backs and telling us it's raining. You know, you had the option to do shit for years and years and years and years and years. And now you want to come out like you're some kind of hardcore conservative, like you backing up everybody, you know, and all behind this voter reform stuff. Bitch, please. Where was all of this 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're exactly correct, man. That is the biggest waste of fucking skin, bruh. I tell you what. The man is absolutely worthless. He's a fucking globalist. and stupid people in Texas love him.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a bigger laughing stock than when Buddy Romer switched from Democratic Party to Republican Party here in Louisiana. You know, I mean, you got to go a long way to surpass a joke like Buddy Romer, and Hot Wheels Abbott has done it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do give him a run for it though. But we're watching this shit unwind here, man, and it's just and it's like the American people are just completely oblivious to what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, on a good note, guys, I don't know if you heard, but here in New Mexico yesterday, one of the top leading Democrats Democrat Party here in D.C. was arrested yesterday for money laundering and racketeering, and about 12 members under her. This is under as directing AP Albuquerque Public Schools all resigned yesterday.
Uh huh. And what are they going to do? Send them to a year with no direct TV and no pay per view?
I do know because the day I'm a. Because the damn attorney general's under investigation himself, so who knows? Who knows, brother?
Well, you know, not many people realize this, but you got to realize this. You know, there's going to be sacrificial lambs. There's going to mm-hmm. be sacrificial lambs. They got to put on a show. But just remember mm-hmm. this, people. An arrest is not a conviction. They publicize these arrests in the press. They do it for mm-hmm. about a week, and then all of a sudden you don't hear anything about it. They
exactly.
forget their names, you know.
Well, it's like you know like they were saying this morning when that came out. You know, it'll be all buried and quietly it'll go away. You know, like Virgil just said.
But, you know, I mean, here we have. Go ahead, Russell.
That was like that. Mendoza, the Democrat senator that was charged with all kinds of shit, guilty as fuck, all these acts of their stuff, and then he walked. You know, he miraculously did not get convicted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I mean, yeah, you know.
Going to jail. I've been telling y'all that forever.
Nope, nobody's going to jail. I mean, hell, you can be a prominent Academy Award winning Hollywood movie star, and you can slip women all kind of drugs and impair them and rape them and all of this, and you can get out of it on a technicality. You know, I mean,
Justice Smollett. you know.
Yeah, you can do it, Jesse Smollett. You can cost the police thousands of hours of manpower, investigation, pull, you know, cause the big hoax, and walk away from it and get a movie contract, you know.
But we see the bullshit. And what we're trying to say, we see the bullshit through all this, and it's just like, you know, as like Russell said earlier in the show, we're just sitting back watching this whole thing online. And it's like, you know, what's Biden going to say next? I mean, you know, who's wiping his butt clean?
I mean, you know, like this mayor of Seattle. Okay, we have defunded the police. We've defunded the police. They don't have as much power as more. Oh my God, our city's in turmoil. We need some law enforcement agencies to come in from out of the county and this, that, and the other. And you know what they're telling her? Fuck you.
Oh yeah, I was reading that. Yeah. I read that earlier. Yep. That happens when you defund the police. Same thing happening here. They defunded the police over here, and because the crime rate's going up, you know, same thing.
Well, they didn't defund the police in Baton Rouge, but this mayor and this police chief, which is nothing but the mayor's yes boy, the whipping boy, you know, they have tied and restricted the police's, you know, enforcement authority and guidelines and everything so bad that, you know, early retirements, resignations, going to other law enforcement agencies is the normal thing now with the Baton Rouge City Police Department. And the sheriff, the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff, Sid Dotro, he's so mad right now he could crochet barbed wire with two nails because the sheriff went in the room. The mayor over there. And because it puts a strain on his department, you know, that they've got to catch up the slack on all of this. I mean, it is terrible. It's worse than what you think, ladies and gentlemen. It is worse than what you think with these municipalities. I mean, you know, that you have, okay, in every entity, you have good and you have bad. Okay, every entity, I don't care what it is, I don't care whether it's at McDonald's or whether it's your state police. You have good and bad elements within every entity.
Yep.
Okay, it's just human nature. You know, and when they do wrong, you know, you hold them accountable. But, you know, you cannot go by a philosophy when it comes to law enforcement that you're going to make the good suffer for the bad. I mean, you're committing suicide. You're cutting your own throat.
Well, unless you're a Democrat and you think you're above the law.
Well, it's not being above the law. It's not being above the law. It's other Democrats in association with the other Democrats and the rhinos that just say, well, you know, this person has X amount in a bank account or X amount prestige or they're an elitist, so we're not going to touch this. We're not going to touch this, you know. I mean, I see it all the time in Louisiana. Louisiana is famous for that. Louisiana is famous for you know, certain prestige, you know, certain family members do no wrong in Louisiana.
Sounds like New Mexico. Yeah, unless you're related.
I mean, the biggest crime family here in Louisiana is called the Penningtons. Okay, and if anybody does not know who the Penningtons are, Penningtons own Lady of the Lake Hospital. They own Pennington Biomedical Center. They just about run Louisiana State University Medical Center, and you know, and nobody has ever audited or gone inside and looked at the books on the amount of Medicaid and Medicare fraud that these people are perpetrating. I mean, you would not believe it. You would not believe it. It is, I mean, this is a multi-million dollar scam operation they have going on.
Well, that's going on everywhere with Medicaid fraud, man. And nobody wants to touch that. We've been trying to get investigations going with that, but they won't do it. They won't touch it. You know?
I mean, it's all about they work the philosophy of this. Just like 99% of all medical facilities in the country. And they work under this philosophy. If you cure a patient, you lose a customer. You lose money.
Mm-hmm.
If you cure a patient, you lose a customer. And proof of that is my wife. My wife went almost a year with abdominal pains. She couldn't hold any food down. I mean, it was just increasing. And finally, they said, oh, well, we're going to remove your gallbladder. And then the surgeon that removed her gallbladder said, you should have had this done a year ago. But they kept stretching her on, prescription, doctor's visits, x-rays, MRIs, this, that, and the other.
They just
milked her Medicaid, Medicare to the bitter end.
Let me guess, for your HMO?
No, she's on disability. Was it an HMO
doctor that was doing this?
No. It was Lady Lake Medical Center, which they take care of the. There's no more charity hospital system in Baton Rouge. They tore Earl K. Long down because it was going to cost too much to tear it up inside. They had asbestos insulation in it. It was built back in the 50s. They tore it down.
Okay,
and now Lady of the Lake is now the new charity hospital for the state. The Penningtons have a contract for that. Basically, they handed them a blank check.
Wow. Well, let me tell you how it works here. With Medicaid fraud here, what they do is that Lisa, you hear a lot about the mental health patient, you know, people and everything that goes in and out. Well, what they do with that is, let's say, they get have a little mental breakdown and they have to go to the ER or wherever they need to go, and it costs $500, $600. Well, instead of $500, they up it and charge them $10,000. I've seen this happen.
Well, I tell you what, and Russell, that system they got over there, I tell you what, you could get admitted into the emergency room for a car wreck, have tourniquets from head to toe to keep you from bleeding to death, or multiple gunshot wounds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let an illegal walk in there with a sunburn, and they're going to forget about your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Very easily. I've seen that, too. You know? But the reason why I know is because, you know, it was my son going through what he's going through. I've seen this on his medical bill. And it's like, you know, and I was showing it to one of the state representatives out here that I know, and I was showing her this.
And another thing, Russell. You in emergency room anywhere in Texas, you are going to go through at least 5 to 7 nurses in there till you can find one that speaks good enough English to where you can understand it.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Nope.
I mean, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame when you can find more English-speaking people in Texas at a Taco Bell than an emergency room.
Well, I see a big problem coming with that, too, before too long, because now that they're mandating all these hospitals to get their employees vaccinated all over the United States now because of this, what's going on, you're going to see a lot of them walking out of the drop.
I mean, I talked to several drivers that had to go to I meet up with, with drivers all over the place. And I met up with several drivers. Y'all remember that big pileup that happened on the winter on I-35?
Yeah.
You know, all kind of people got hurt. And they just told me flat out, if they ever have to go to the hospital in Texas again, you know, they're just going to take their chances. They're just going to take their chances.
Yeah, that's bad.
And take a bus home and go to their own doctor. You know, it's bad.
That's bad. Jeez. Sounds like El Paso. That's bad, man. I mean, it's everywhere. But now it's going to get even more insane. I mean, they're mandating all kinds of businesses and everything now. But it's, you know, we all know this is fake. We all know this, you know, the Delta variant and all this. We saw this coming months and months ago and everything. But,
it's not, you know, I don't attribute it to luck. You know, like I said, I go all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country. I stop at Pilots. I stop at Love's. I stop at TA's. I stop at Petro's. Mm-hmm. For those that, the few that still have the cafes open,
mm-hmm.
I actually went to a Flying J, believe it or not, in Mayberry, North Carolina. I stopped at a Flying J, and
mm-hmm.
it was the real Mayberry, and I brought Susan a coffee cup that said Floyd's Barbershop on it.
Mm-hmm.
She got a kick out of that. And I was astounded, Russell. I was just flabbergasted when I went into the restaurant and I sat down and I ordered me a hamburger steak. And they said, you know, a salad comes with that. I don't say, well, I'll take Thousand Island on my salad. I said, well, I can fix it for you. You can go to the salad bar and fix it yourself. I said, y'all actually got an open salad bar now? And I looked. Lettuce, cherry tomatoes, tuna fish. It was all out there, Russell. I damn near fell to my knees and cried. I actually got treated like a human being. I actually got to go up to the salad bar and fix a salad that I wanted. I mean, it was just astounded. I felt like I know what the Cubans feel like when they swim that 90 miles and get to the shore and eat a hamburger. You know,
right.
I mean, I was just amazed at it.
Right. Well, my friend Christy Mayberry lives up there, so next time you go out there, you'll have to look her up. She's one of our listeners. But, I don't know what to think anymore. I mean, it's just like we're seeing all kinds of things coming out and everything, and it's going to get even more crazy. You know,
We went to Baton Rouge today. And Susan had to go get her prescriptions refilled, and we decided we're going to stop at Golden Corral, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Golden Corral. I love the pot roast over there. They cook it just right, the way I like it. And no one was wearing masks, and no one flipped out. Their eyes turned yellow, and they turned into cannibal zombies. You know, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody was dropping dead on the floors or anything like that. I mean, like I said, everybody I know that has gotten this vaccine, you know, I mean, the video you sent me of the woman that talked about, you know, the reactions that she had and the 12-year-old woman that had her 12-year-old daughter in there, You know, I've seen videos like this. I've seen over 100 of them. Over 100 of them. Where is this in the media? Where
well,
is
the
this
media
in the
media? The media is
Supreme.
Kind of bringing it out. Yeah, but the media, some of the media is bringing it out. And I was shocked that ABC News brought this out yesterday, but they're saying, you know, it's the vaccinated are the ones that are contaminated bringing it to us.
Well,
you know,
they are offering in Louisiana, I don't know whether you've heard about this, Russell, they are offering a $1 million drawing that people that get vaccinated now are having their names put in the pot, in the hat, and there's going to be a drawing for $1 million. You know, they're putting that bait in the water to get people
vaccinated. Here.
And they still can't get people vaccinated. People are not voting
million,
for it. So
they went up $5 million here. If you get vaccinated, you can get $5 million, get your name in the hat.
And it's just total madness, brother. It's just total madness.
Yeah.
I never thought I would see this happen in America. I never thought,
right.
You know, I was a child during the 60s, and, you know, I remember watching, you know, ABC News and things like this, and, you know, with the war protests going on and everything like this, and it was desegregation and all of this. I have never seen this before. Like the saying goes, brother, I've been to two world fairs and a goat fucking, but I ain't never seen no shit like this.
Right. Well, it's like I was saying yesterday, and somebody agreed with me. Fauci is doing a way better job than Jim Jones is. What you say? You all know
well,
who Jim Jones is, right?
He's another Joseph Mengele. He's another Joseph Mengele. You know, that's what I see. He is a collaborator with the Chinese military, and he is a war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a perpetrator of genocide, is what he is. Because, let me tell you what, this is a true fact now, and I'm not trying to be an advocate for Black Lives Matter or anything, but minority deaths per capita from this, whatever it is, minority deaths per capita are outweighing Caucasian deaths by a staggering amount.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason for that is because when Fauci and Gates and have patented this vaccine before it even started, it was to target certain minorities like Mexicans, blacks, you know, people like that. And if you don't believe me, look it up. It's there. You know?
Wow.
And that's their genocide. That's what they're look at South Africa. Look how many died there. That's what's going on now. You know, and this is what they're targeting.
I don't know, fellas. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen within the next, I mean, before the end of the year, you know, it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot, but it ain't going to be nothing good. That's as far as I'll go to call it. It ain't going to be nothing good.
Just like me and Russell were saying Monday's show, we're going to have to shoot our way out of this, bro.
Yeah, we got my wife walking around with a flashlight out. Our power done failed. We just had a bad storm come through here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Baby, I think there's some more batteries in here for the lantern.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left if you guys want to call it early since you're getting hit.
I'm probably going to go outside and crank the generator.
All right. Well, you guys be careful out there. We'll go ahead and close the show, and we'll come back Monday. Hey, we'll see what happens next with Biden. I just want to know who wiped his butt clean.
Yeah.
Right. But anyhow, you know, and Purple Phil, thank you for coming in to the chat room. And it was nice chatting with you in there and stuff. But, you know, we're warning you guys. We're giving it to you straight out. We're telling you how it is and everything. And, you know, I don't know what else we can tell you. Except, you know, if you ain't ready and prepared, that's your fault. So, but, oh, hey, Roger Russell, I meant to tell you, and I'll text it to you later because I don't want to say it on air. So I'll message you on Facebook this week, okay?
Okay, alrighty.
And everything. So, but anyway, you guys be careful out there, and hopefully we'll see what else CDC has to say or what Circle Back they're doing. But anyway, y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. And we're going to close out. Russell, anything? Well, he just signed off. But anyhow, you guys be careful out there, and we shall see ya.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.